For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China summoned the U.S. ambassador after a U.S. warship patrol entered waters near China's Nansha Islands in the South China Sea. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Yusui summoned U.S. Ambassador to China Max Baucus, calling the U.S. action a serious provocation. The USS Lassen entered waters within 12 nautical miles of Jubi Reef without notifying the Chinese government on Tuesday morning. Zhang said China is strongly discontented with and firmly against the move. The vice foreign minister reiterated China's claim of sovereignty over the Nansha Islands and their adjacent waters, while denying China's activities will restrict freedom of navigation and overflight in the region. China's permanent representative to the United Nations, Liu Jieyi, has called on the United States to end its decades-long trade embargo against Cuba. Liu made the remarks earlier on Tuesday before the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution on the issue by a near unanimous vote. Only the United States and Israel voted against the resolution. The Chinese envoy said China has always advocated respect for countries' right to autonomously choose their own development paths. Liu added that China has opposed using military, political, economic, and other ways to apply unilateral sanctions against other countries. This was the 24th time in a row that the General Assembly adopted the annual resolution presented by Cuba appealing for an end to the economic and financial embargo imposed by the U.S. Rescuers are rushing to the hard-hit areas in the Afghanistan earthquake. As official data shows, the death toll has climbed to more than 340, mostly in Pakistan. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Afghanistan on Monday morning, along with strong tremors felt in Pakistan, India, and Tajikistan. Pakistan and Afghanistan authorities have both sent military men and helicopters to rescue the victims in the remote areas. Officials are warning that casualty figures are likely to increase further once relief workers return from remote villages where communications are cut off. China's Ministry of Commerce says it has started a contingency plan to provide emergency aid to help Afghanistan and Pakistan in afterquake relief work. The 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit Afghanistan on Monday and has claimed more than 300 lives. Governments of Afghanistan and Pakistan called for international emergency aid due to the heavy casualties and economic losses. The Ministry of Commerce said they are discussing details of the aid plan with related authorities and are ready to give humanitarian aid to the two countries. China's pledge to work with the international community to promote the UN Conference on Climate Change to be held in Paris at the end of this year. The conference is aimed at achieving a new climate change agreement. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said the agreement should be comprehensive, balanced, and strong, and be achieved on the basis of the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. He added that China will support the UN to play a bigger role in global affairs and work with other countries to abide by the UN Charter to promote world peace, stability, and development. China and Denmark have signed an agreement over the latter's participation in the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank in Beijing. The China-initiated AIIB is a multilateral development institution tasked with financing infrastructure construction across Asia. The 60-article agreement outlines the financial share of each member, policymaking, business and operational systems, as well as governance structure. After signing the agreement, all of the 57 members must get the green light from their legislatures by the end of 2016 before becoming founding members of the bank. China and the Netherlands are planning to strengthen cooperation in the field of civil aviation. The two countries are expected to establish a working group and accelerate cooperation in producing environmentally friendly and safe aviation products. Dutch King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima are visiting China this week. He is leading a huge trade delegation with 250 business people from 150 Dutch companies. The European Union has decided to abolish mobile phone roaming charges starting from 2017. Members of the European Parliament have voted through a complete ban on roaming charges for using mobile phones abroad in the EU. Roaming fees for calling, sending text messages, and using the mobile internet abroad in the EU are expected to be banned from June 2017. The vote sees the deal reached between European authorities in June to end roaming charges within the EU passed into law. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.